Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Melody Matters podcast with Tallulah Hatton and Amelia Martin.
Today, we are going to be speaking to Mr. Vonk and Andy Mecca.
Today, we are going to be asking them a couple of questions about their music taste and how it has changed over the years.
Okay, let's start simple. Mr. Vonk, what's one song that instantly takes you back to high school?
Well, one album that I just started listening to again that's from 20 years ago is Everything in Transit by Jax Mannequin. And Bruised is a song on there that my son has started liking, that he's been telling me to play when we're riding in the car and things like that.
And Andy, what is your current favorite song?
Oh man, what a great question. There's too many to pick. I guess if I had to pick one right off rip, it would probably be maybe like Two Seater by Tyler the Creator or something, I don't know.
All right. So I feel like every generation seems to say like, oh, music these days is so bad. So like, Mr. Vonk, did your parents ever say that to you growing up?
I don't know that they said that so much. They did. I always liked listening to music, and like my dad would download songs for me and make mix CDs of like songs I requested, and he would end up liking some of the songs. But I would say my dad still listens to the music that he liked growing up, and I think I have continued to listen to new music as I've gotten older, which I don't think his generation did as much.
Okay. And Andy, do your parents or older relatives ever say that to you?
Well, kind of all the time, yeah. Mostly just my dad, but they grew up not in America, so they were all. It's kind of hard to compare U.S. music with Albanian music, but my dad loves to do that whenever he has the chance, yeah.
So does he, like, make fun of you for the music you listen to?
Not make fun of. He'll just hear a song I'm playing, he's like, how do you like this? So he just loves being like that about it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and I would say that when you actually listen to some of the songs from like the 80s or 90s, they weren't exactly like clean either.
Yeah. All right, next question. Mr. Vonk, if you had to listen to a Gen Z artist for a whole week, who would you pick?
I don't know if I know who Gen Z artists are. So can you give me an example? How old would these people be?
12. Probably like 30, maybe like 20, like, yeah, 25.
I think they mean like an artist that a Gen Z person would listen to.
Maybe Justin Bieber, like Rihanna, Drake.
Oh, okay, well.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to the newest Taylor Swift album. It was decent. I know it got bad reviews, but I thought it was pretty good. I used to like Kanye before he had a mental breakdown. I don't know what's going on with him. He used to be like my go-to of that generation.
So do you have a favorite song from the Taylor Swift, like?
I think it's called Actually Romantic.
I like that one.
So cute.
I like that one. And Andy, what older artist do you think deserves a comeback?
Oh, I mean, thinking of one that's still alive, probably Stevie Wonder. Just very, one of the best soul artists to ever come out, just ever. I've loved Stevie Wonder. Of course, want to delve more into his music and just older artists as a whole. But yeah, Stevie Wonder, for sure.
Okay, here is the overall question. Do you guys think that music has changed for the better or for the worst? Mr. Vonk, you go first.
That there's still just as much good music out there as there has been at any time in my life. I do think that it's, like with streaming services, like Spotify and things like that, that there's just a lot more music out there, so there's also more like bad music being released by people who wouldn't have been signed to be able to make records accessible to people when I was younger. So sometimes it can be harder to find the good music, but I think there's still tons of good music out there.
And on the do you think music has changed for the better or for the worse?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to just like put it in a box and just say, oh, it's better or worse. But if I had to pick one, I would say better, but not in the sense that the music and the quality of the music itself has improved. But like now it's like so much more accessible, like Mr. Vonk was saying, to make music. But I'm going to flip that and say that's for the better, because there's so many people that are able to express themselves and show their talent and otherwise they would be completely unseen. And they're just so different, and there's like also so many new subgenres. Like, you listen to hip-hop, if I tell you I just listen to rap and hip-hop, that could go a million different ways. Like, I could listen to a Ken Carson song and a Tyler song, and they're completely different wavelengths, but there's still hip-hop down to its core, you know? I love that it branches out, and there's just so many different aspects now.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying, I'm not trying to discredit older music, because that got us where we are today, of course, and it built foundations, but yeah, probably for the better in that sense.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming out here and talking to us today, and taking the time to talk to us. So, yeah, thank you guys.
Thanks.